hi, Jakeith.
Yes, this is Jakeith. Can I ask who's calling?
Yes, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good, good to hear. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, ma'am. I just got to take a break of paying you guys because I already spent like $500 since the day one of signing up, and I haven't gotten one job. I just want to take a break. I haven't gotten one job, and I already spent like $500 to $600 with Local Splash, and my phone has not been ringing at all.
So I need to give you some options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $229 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come January 14th, that would reoccur to $450.
Yeah, man, I don't have money to pay for digital marketing at the moment. Christmas is around the corner.
I understand, but if you leave it alone, it's going to affect your credit because of the terms and conditions. So one thing that...
Why would it affect my credit?
Because in the terms and conditions, you agreed to the automatic renewal each month on the 14th. So let's say you knew, oh, Christmas is coming. I don't have the money. I need to cancel.
No, I have the money. I don't want to pay you guys because y'all not even getting me any jobs. That's why I'm going to go with another digital marketing group. I'm not
right.
going to continue to spend money, and I'm not even making money.
All I'm saying is this is a reoccurring charge of $229 month to month, and we cannot cancel with a past due balance. So that's the problem. But one question, because
I... Can I talk to the supervisor?
Yes, you can, but I want to ask you, because I am a supervisor here too. I'll send you my credentials. But I want to ask you, have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you have received by chance?
I haven't been getting any results because I haven't did one job from Local Splash. That's why I'm not paying you guys. I don't know
okay.
what you're talking about.
So
if it affects my credit, I'm going to get an attorney and I'm going to sue you guys.
Okay, well, you'll lose the lawsuit because we have your terms and conditions with your e-signature agreeing to the automatic renewal on the 14th. And
I don't have to renew if I don't want to. I wouldn't
exactly.
have to renew it,
That's
guys, if I don't want
to.
To call.
It's kind of like if you sign up for a gym membership and your reoccurring charge is due on the 14th each month, and then the 14th payment declines, you still owe them that money unless you canceled it before the date. So that's the problem. But I'll tell you that you've already had 216 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. I'm thinking you've gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No one has called my phone because I got it saved. Local Splash has something set up that when someone, a customer or a client calls me, it will say Keith Power Washing is calling me through that 305 number. I'm going to take you guys off of my Google, and I don't know what papers I signed for consent, ma'am, but if you guys affect my credit, it's going to be a problem.
There's 39. Because
I'll pay y'all that little $225.
There's 39 leads on the dashboard coming in through that tracking number. So you are getting calls through the tracking number. And also, on top of that, you were found 84 times on the first page of Google with 27 additional Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So,
no one has
and well, there's 39 calls on the dashboard that are stored that came in through that number.
I'm
going to
log in right now. Those are people that's calling me on my, those are my regular friends calling me. It's a, ooh, look like your subscription is not active. Reactivate account. I can't even get to the dashboard.
Yeah, you can't get to the dashboard because the account's in suspension, but I'm going to screenshot this and send it to you just so that you can see it. And then also, I want to give you an option. because if you did cancel, it would dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would deactivate. The website, KeithPowerWashing.com, would come down.
I don't need you guys anymore for digital marketing because, one, I'm paying for a website that's not even mine. I spoke with a customer representative. I'm paying for a website that I don't even own. When you can go on Fiverr.com, buy a website for $225, link it to your Google account, and get Google reviews by going out here and hustling on your own through a digital marketing. And you guys haven't even been providing me leads. And Angie Lee's has been calling me for a month at a time, and I haven't even agreed to go with them because I've been with Local Splash. And those 39 calls that I see on the dashboard, not one of those people have called my phone directly, and I'm the business owner of this business. So if you guys try to tell me I owe y'all some money and y'all try to put it on my credit that because I don't know the terms and conditions, I will have to get an attorney.
And the attorney would advise you before you e-sign anything to read it because once you agree to it,
can you send me over those legal documents?
We have your e-signature with the timestamp and the IP address stored. So I'll absolutely send you that just so that you can look at it. I do want to give you a couple of options.
Why would I continue for you, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. What was
why
that?
Would
I'm
I continue sorry. To pay you guys if I haven't did one job through Local Splash?
So
I've been sitting the last entire month, ma'am. My phone hasn't rang one time. Why would I continue to pay you guys?
Well, I'm thinking that you might have received something and maybe you weren't aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No one has been calling me, ma'am. People have been getting my number on Google. I've been receiving a lot of spam calls, not even calls for work.
Okay. So one thing that you can do is your program.
Can you email me those documents over? Because I'm on my email right now waiting for it to come over. I need to see what you're talking about.
I will.
Because I'm about to just stop doing this business because I'm getting frustrated.
Uh-huh. I don't blame you.
I e-signed something, but when I e-signed with you guys, they told me I could cancel at any time. And I spoke with Stephanie. That was in the beginning. So I don't know if this is a scam, but I'm not going to continue to keep constantly spending money, and I'm not making money with you guys. I don't know who y'all think I am, or am I some kind of rich guy, but I don't know what y'all are expecting of me, and that's not going to work out like that.
Well, I wanted to let you know that your program does include an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if your intention is just to, you know, cancel this, I don't see that you would need an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So I could turn
ma'am, y'all
off.
Charging me. Okay, I know I'm kind of frustrated right now. I'm trying to speak with you and have a great conversation, but I just see users. I need to talk to Stephanie from the beginning of who I signed up with. Do you know Stephanie?
Yeah, she had a baby, and she's on leave. She's not with the company right now, but I do know Stephanie. She's a great girl. So,
That was the one who recruited me into all of this. And when she recruited me in all of this, when to sign up, you had to pay $100 to sign up. And then you had to pay $250 for a website to get created and stuff. You could go on Angie Leads and they automatically generate you leads. And this Local Splash hasn't gotten me one job. And I've been on my dashboard looking for people to go work for. I've been sitting in the house for 1 month waiting for my phone to ring.
Right. I understand that.
I'm giving y'all all my money. Have you lost your mind, ma'am? I'm giving you guys all of my money.
All I'm trying to do is give you options. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I'm trying to make it more affordable for you because that would...
It's not even affordable if I'm not getting a job from you guys. So how would I be able to afford it if you guys are not even providing me one job?
Yeah, Keith, I'm not trying to talk you into continuing. I'm trying to help you with canceling. Since you can't cancel with a past due balance, and it's $229 owed right now, and January 14th it'll be $458, and it'll continue to reoccur and affect your credit. I'm trying to say we could take the Facebook ads off, lower the past due balance to $129. You don't have to pay that right now, But at least when you do settle it, we could cancel right after, and that way you won't have to worry about any further charges. Okay? Option number two.
No, I don't want you guys to continue to try to do my bank account, because if you guys continue to try to draft my bank account, I'm going to call them and tell them to stop payment on you guys.
Okay.
So if you threaten to me that I'm going to get $400 in debt when I don't even have a website active, and then I don't even own this website, or I don't even own the domain, you guys have lost your mind. And I want to speak to the owner of Local Splash.
Yeah, and I'd like to speak to the owner of Amazon, too, but that usually doesn't happen. We're a big corporation, so that's not going to happen. But what I'm going to do, Jen Keith, is I'm sending you the terms and conditions with your timestamp of your e-signature and your IP address, okay? And then I want to let you know, since you brought up the website a couple of times, that if you were to cancel and you want to keep the website, we could do that for $29 a month for the hosting of the
Man,
site.
If I don't want to work with you guys, I don't have to work with you. Can you send me all over those electronic documents that I signed, I electrically signed, so I can read it for myself?
Absolutely. Yep, I'll send it to you.
Can you send that over to me right now, please?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm doing it right now. So, but what I'm trying to tell you is that if, let's say you converted your plan to $29 website hosting, which I'm not supposed to do because that's the corporate rate, but let's say that you did, once that settles, you can also cancel, and then you won't have any further charges. But once the account has this big red banner at the top saying that it's past due, then we don't have those options. So I'm just trying to give you, you know, and I'm going outside of the norm.
You said I had local leads. I had 39 local leads. Can you click into the local leads? Like, how are you still in my profile and I can't see it?
Oh, because we have access to it. You can't see it because the account's past due, but we have access to it.
I understand the account's past due, but you guys are automatically drafting when I never even gave you permission to automatically draft my bank account. I told them in the beginning, when the due date come, I'll call up there and pay it. Don't just automatically set my account up for automatic draft. I got a bunch of stuff I'm dealing with in life besides just digital marketing. Do you understand what I'm saying, ma'am?
I understand what you're saying, but perhaps you should have read the terms, because in this it does say that it's
over
a reoccurring
terms,
charge.
Because
mm-hmm.
if this
yep,
stuff
absolutely.
Affects me, I gotta go with other options, because this is not the best option. If I never even got one call, people are just looking at my page, and they're not even calling me. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand, ma'am. I have not made $1 since I had Local Splash.
Okay.
And that's why I'm frustrated.
No, I understand. I would be frustrated, too, and that's not our intention. You know, our intention is to make sure that every client yields a 10-to-1 return on investment. So if you're not, absolutely, there's things that we can do. We can have the technicians do a performance check. I see that you've already worked on getting a 5-star rating on the Google listing, which is excellent.
Yeah, and all those reviews came for jobs that I got knocking on door-to-door. Those are how I got those reviews, friends and family.
Yeah, because anyone can go on the Google listing and write a review. It doesn't have to be a client that was generated through this.
Have you emailed over those documents that I signed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just putting
I never signed no document. All I did was pay through a credit card. I never e-signed nothing.
Okay, I just sent it to you, and then if you scroll to the bottom, I highlighted the pertinent parts. The first part is where it says on 10/13/2023, you paid Local Splash $348 to activate your services. Future billing amounts will be billed automatically to the credit card on file and are listed below. Please note this will be a reoccurring charge. And then under that at the bottom, it says, Jen Keith Blackshear, the above terms and conditions have been accepted and then there's a copy of your 10/13 at 10:21 a.m. Pacific time from IP address 107.127.32.49. So if you go to your web browser and put what's my IP address, you'll see that it matches. So there's no way that we would know what your IP address was
but
unless you went in.
Ma'am, how would this How would this digital marketing agency come for my credit? How?
Because you agreed to a reoccurring charge on the 14th.
Man, but if I want to cancel, let me ask you something personally. If you was to get a subscription through Apple Music, right, and you signed a consent form saying that you would pay $10.49 per month for Apple Music, and then you decide on your own that you want to cancel Apple Music, what would you do, man? You would cancel that Apple Music, correct or right?
I would call them back right before my next payment was due, or I would make sure, because I just did that yesterday. I had something that it says that I'm paid in full until January 16th, so I put a reminder in my phone on January 14th to go in and cancel it. So, I mean, that's what I would do before the next payment
was due.
What's
a seasonal hold?
A seasonal hold is
available to current business clients in select area for select industries.
Yep.
You may place their subscription on seasonal hold by contacting client support.
Yes, that has to be done before there's a past due charge. So that's what I'm saying, is right now the account has the red banner on it, and I will. We can't do a seasonal hold. We can't do a seasonal suspension. We can't do a cancellation.
All right, ma'am, I'll figure it out. I'll call Local Flashback another time. I'm dealing with stuff. I got a bunch of family members in town.
I understand.
It's not the right time for you to try to get $300 out of me. This is not the right time, ma'am.
That's why I was trying to give you that $29 option, because right now your account's past due for $229. I'm trying to help you, and for some reason you're just so adamant about not settling this that I don't know if you're hearing me. But I'm trying to reduce the past due balance to $29 for 1 month of website hosting. That takes the orange banner off the site. It keeps the website up over the course of the month. But I would cancel it right after, and then that way you don't have to worry about any further charges. But, you know, and if you can't do the
I spoke with a customer representative, and I was trying to get that website transferred over to me so I can be the domain owner. And you know what he told me? If I was to pay for the domain, that Local Splash would delete everything that they put on the page for me. When I paid you guys an amount of $348 in the beginning, correct? I almost spent $350 to set up. When you can go on Fiverr, on Google, and pay for a website for around $225. They even got websites for sale for $80.
So I've been with this company for 12 years, and I want to let you know that I've talked to probably tens of thousands of business owners that have gone and gotten a $225 website. Sometimes they get a website that's free that a friend or relative built for them. Sometimes they spend thousands of dollars on it, and in every scenario, they tell me that they've never gotten one client from the website, because a website in and of itself will never bring you business unless it gets exposure, right? And that's what we specialize in, making sure that Keith's Power Washing is found in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. Right? So that's all that I'm saying is, you know, you can put a site together for absolutely a lot cheaper, but that's not the value to what we do. You know, obviously a site is important to have, being that it's almost 2024, but I think what the customer service representative was telling you is typically if someone cancels with us and they want to keep the site, they have two options. Number one is go to hosting, which keeps the site and the content, which is typically $49 a month. I would do it for you for $29 monthly, and I'll notate.
That's what the last representative told me, that they want me to pay for a website $29.99 monthly, but I won't be the owner of the website when you can go on GoDaddy and buy the domain for 99 cents. So I'm getting ripped off by Local Splash, man.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, John Keith, is that our clients love...
That's not even my name. My name is Jerky.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have my contacts on and it's fuzzy. It says, it looks like an N, but it's an H. I'm sorry.
Jakeith is my name.
Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate that. That's a pet peeve of mine when someone mispronounces my last name. So I apologize. So in any case, what I'm trying to tell you is that our buyout option for the website is a one-time fee of $99. They take the domain, they build it somewhere else, and they lose the content, right? But our clients love that option because there was a time in the past, and this isn't very recent. This is probably like 15 years ago when websites first started taking off by storm. There were companies that would go out and buy every single domain you could imagine. So they would buy, for instance, abcmortgage.net, abcmortgage.com, abcmortgage.org, abcmortgagellc.net, and so on and so forth. And they'd have every variation available that they already bought. So when the real ABC Mortgage comes along and says, hey, I want that domain, they say, oh, you can have it, but we'll sell it to you for $2,000. And that's extortion. I don't know how companies
were doing it.
So with our company, our clients love that, you know, no matter what they do, they know that they can keep the domain and take it with them, and it's only going to cost them the one-time buyout of $99, and then they can build a new site on it. So,
if your customers aren't satisfied with the quality of your work, Google may reimburse your customer up to the amount paid for the initial services, subject to a lifetime limit of $2,000.
That's Google pay-per-click ads. You don't have the Google paid ads. You only have the local SEO package and the Facebook ads. So
I'm on Google.
That's $300 extra each month for the ads. So if you would have signed up with the Google ads on there, your subscription would have been $5.98 monthly. So you would be so you didn't have the Google paid ads. You only had the local map optimization on Google.
Now, I got a question for you. What if a lot of people don't use Facebook to get jobs? When I can go on Facebook and run an ad on Facebook for an average of $1 per day at a rate of 30 days. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't know what you're talking about. Technology is more advanced from 10 to 15 years ago.
But you just said I could go on Facebook ads and run $1 a day, right? But I'm talking about
personally,
you're reading is not pertinent to Facebook ads. It's pertinent to Google ads. So it's a different service. A Google paid ad is different from a Facebook ad.
I don't have Google ads, ma'am.
That's why that section that you're reading isn't pertinent to you, because you don't have the Google ads, but you have the Facebook ads. You see what I mean? That's what I'm telling you. But you don't have to do Facebook ads through us. You can do it yourself. And like you say, oh, you're going to do it yourself and do it for $1 a day. You can do it yourself for $1 a day and take them off with us. You don't have to do the Facebook ads with
us. Tina, I got one more question for you, man.
Yes.
You just gave me a call this morning, but when you gave me a call, Instead of your number popping up on my phone, an 843 number popped up on my phone and said a number from Beaufort, South Carolina was calling me.
Yes, that's because we're on a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone, and many companies are doing that these days, and it keeps the cost down. So it's an internet
phone. Is it a confidentiality notice or anything that you have to call me from a private number?
Nope, it's just the way our system is set up. It's a VoIP system.